Bonjour, Gakanawea. We two talk indigenous guys. Chumukimanish Nindao, Dashneo, Abachaton, and Nishnabe Moen, and also Gishigat. Daga, we Jewish in Ojibwe Moda, the podcast where we learn Ojibwe one conjugation at a time. So, this is not a typical episode. This is sort of like a bonus episode. Arguably, this is a good one to skip if you are a beginner and working through this, but since the last episode I posted, so this week's episode was talking about Magad, and Magad, one of the things that I always liked about Magad was that it was a way to be sure that the verb you were talking about was inanimate, right? Like, if there's a Magad on there, then you know it's a VII, because it's got a Magad on there. And it doesn't do anything except for extend the length of the verb. This is still true, mostly, but Magad is way more powerful than I realized. I had started to see there were several VIIs that looked like VAIs, except they had Magad on the end of it. And I only came across like six or seven of them in the dictionary. Kind of the examples were Bama Dizi Magad, Eja Magad, Dagoshinu Magad, Dabajimu Magad, Ikidu Magad, like all these VAIs, those are verbs that are animate and intransitive, so it's like state of being verbs. It's a different verb group. We're going to be doing that for season two. But it's the verb group that I'm most comfortable with. It's the verb group I have the biggest vocabulary in. I use it the most often. And it was interesting kind of seeing these Magads on the end of a verb that I would think of as VAIs, and then it makes it into a VIIs. And in my head, I was like, well, I wonder if you can always do that, or if that's just a thing that people do. And anyway, then somebody that comes to the language table mentioned that they were talking to another language, they were talking to a language instructor, and they said gawin enoki sinu, gawin enoki magasinun. So they had turned enoki, which is a verb that is animate and intransitive, into a inanimate intransitive verb by putting a magad on it, anoki magad. So now anoki, which is ween is working, or he or she is working, turned into it is working, anoki magad. It's a really interesting tool to have. So if you, like me, are finding these kind of podcasts useful for kind of going back and re-listening, I just want to insert this here, that magad can indeed be used to turn any verb that is animate and intransitive into a verb that is intransitive and inanimate. And what you do there is you tack that magad on to the end of the VAI. So if you've got a lot of VAI verbs and you can't think of how to say it, if it's inanimate, if you can work a way to put a magad on there, it will work. What I will say, though, is that it seems to be pretty rare, so I wouldn't go hog wild with it, although that's sort of the temptation that I have had. And the people that were telling me about this on Ojibwe Language Table, which is a Facebook group, Charles Lippert kind of gave me the best information, the most detailed, and he runs the free language website for Ojibwe, I think, the freelang.net one, which is a great dictionary you should take advantage of. But he says these terms are called auxiliaries. But yeah, that's how you, we'll talk, maybe we'll figure out a way to talk more about these as they come up, but they are new to me. My examples were not met with great celebration of like, yeah, that makes sense. Because I was thinking, like, if I wanted to say, well, my examples are from some other auxiliaries of turning nouns into verbs, so that's too complicated. Let's not talk about this. Like I said, you should skip this episode if you're just learning, because I think it's going to be more confusing rather than helpful. But it is a useful trick, especially as you're learning. It's really worth it to spend some time learning an expanded vocabulary, you know, learning more words, use more words. And it is clear that there are kind of standalone typical VII forms and VAI forms. But if you have a VAI, you can find a VAI that says what you wanted to say, but you're talking about an inanimate object doing a thing, or, you know, state of being, then use that magad on there, and that'll get you through. Maybe the funniest example I will share on here, people were kind of talking about their experiences with relatives and family members and stuff. And one guy, Lucas Bradfold, who I think is from Red Lake, but he was saying in this thread that he heard about it from an elder who spilled food on the table and said, "We sinni ma gada dopewin," which is "we sinni," right? Is he or she is eating, but "we sinni ma gada" is, you know, the inanimate form of that. So it is eating, and "adopewin," the table. So spill your food, you say, "Ho, we sinni ma gada dopewin." That's just the table eating. Anyway, cool stuff. Like I said, hesitated to talk about this because it's so brand new to me, but I wanted to put it in here so I didn't forget it. It's really useful. I don't know that I can actually link to this group because it's a private Facebook group, I think. Oh no, it isn't. It isn't private. I'll see if I can link to this thread. I have had poor luck in linking to Facebook threads in the past, but hopefully it'll be there. There's lots of cool resources in the discussion. Anyway, so we'll be back on Monday with a return to normal Oshkabiewicz Native Journal reading and discussions of that sort. Cheers.